think when it when it comes to language learning experience, I think most importantly about English, it's not about the tense you use or what words you use. It's more about how you experience the language. So the best experience I had was with my tutor, and she would discuss with me specific news or stories, and it was a very interactive experience, so it would be most memorable for me.
Second. Was it a foreign tutor?
She's a local teacher, but she's had a lot of experience, so her English is perfect, and she's a very good teacher, yes.
When did you learn with this tutor?
I started when I was in primary one, and I've learned all the way till I graduated from secondary school.
See,
during the period, it was a bit, it was okay, but then looking back, I think it was very memorable. It was memorable and enjoyable because I did learn a lot from her, even though it did not seem like it at first.
Do you think the way she taught is different from those local teachers as your secondary school?
Yeah, of course. Like, I think for local secondary school teachers, they do it mostly in terms of targeting public examinations, and when you do that, it's less enjoyable and it's very formulaic. So you learn things that would not necessarily improve your English, but it teaches you how to excel in an examination. But so the way she approaches it is as an understanding and appreciation of the language, and she is where I picked up my love for reading, because she was able to spark my interest in reading through, you know, talking about it from different approaches and what it means and what the author is trying to say.
So do you have any memorable reading experience?
To be honest, not really. Reading experience, I think reading on your own is very enjoyable, so I can tell you about what books I like, but reading experience, it's more like, not really, I'm sorry. This is a very bad answer.
Favorite English book?
I have so many. I think it changes a lot of the times, but Perks of Being a Wallflower is pretty good. I think they really captured what it's like growing up as a teenager, and it's very real. You can feel the emotions of the protagonist.
Do you have a favorite part in the story?
A favorite part? Oh wow, like, I can tell you, like, it's not a specific scene, it's more like the way they wrote it. Mm-hmm. You feel they actually mean it. I think there's a lot of good quotes from the book as well. I mean, I can quote a few quotes, but then it would be really random. I mean, you can also Google it, but yeah, that's basically it. I mean, Shakespeare is good as well, but then when you have to study Shakespeare, which I had to do for English literature, it gets really boring. I think studying English and literature is not good for, like, developing interest, because you just keep on reading the same thing again and again.
And you are studying global business.
Yes.
How important is English in your program?
Oh, very important. So, like, so firstly, they're international students, so if you have to communicate with them and you have to work with them on the project, you have to know English well. And secondly, because all of the courses are taught in English, especially in USC, not only in GBUS, so I think it's important, number one, for communication, secondly, to express yourself in terms of writing a paper or in presentations.
How about future? Do you think English will be important in your future?
Yes. Well, yeah. I am doing part-time in PR as well, and so I had to write a lot of press releases, and obviously you need English for that. And not to sound cliche, but English is one of the most important languages because of where you're going to use it at work as well. So yeah, I think it's going to be very important wherever I'm working. It's just a common language when you communicate with people from different countries.
So about your
public PR, relations, yes.
What kind of job, what kind of tasks do you have to do?
I do news monitoring, so I look at all the newspaper and then I do a short summary, and press releases, media relations, so I do on-site support as well. But then, like, for example, when the company has a new product, or when they have a new event, or it's crisis management, they need to publish something to the press, and I would write that, I would draft that. Yeah, that's basically what I do.
Do you work for an international company?
It's an agency, yes.